Good morning. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Where was I for the last 20 minutes? Well, I was stuck on the freeway. I left at 8:30, usually do, get here by about 8:45, do a little, you know, show prep beforehand. But there was a big rig that got into some sort of wreck on the 15, and I was stuck on the on-ramp. So thanks for hanging in there until I got in studio, because I didn't want to be anywhere else today but here with you guys. I got to tell you, yesterday you impressed me so much, because when I put out a call to action and I need to put boots on the ground, and whether it's supporting local businesses or trying to primary Dean Heller, you guys come through. So at 4 p.m. today, and that's Pacific time, this studio, myself and Wayne Allen Root, and your calls will be on CNN. So make sure you set your DVR or you set a reminder on your calendar to tune into the fake news network and check it out. I have no idea what's going to make the cutting room floor, but I'm sure that a few of your calls will. And we had, like I said, our phones melted yesterday. And so I want to thank you for that, because we are all discouraged by what we see going on in the swamp in D.C. And we all feel betrayed by the Republicans that promised us repeal of Obamacare for 7 years. Many of them voted on the repeal when Barack Obama could veto it. And now they're backing away from their promises. So I had a lot of emails yesterday. You can email me through ReaganBabe.com. You can tweet me at ReaganBabe or go to Facebook and find me there at ReaganBabe and contact me in multiple ways. But a lot of people were asking about a recall. And simply being new to this state, I don't know what the recall requirements are, but that's something we could look into too. Because what we need right now especially is for politicians to keep their promises, especially if they are going to campaign as conservatives. And I've got a letter from Dean Heller that he sent out to his constituents that he was going to repeal Obamacare in the 115th Congress. Well, we're waiting, Dean. We're waiting, Senator Heller. Don't get hecked. Because if you walk away from our president, your constituents will walk away from you. And a couple days ago, I interviewed the vice chair of the DNC, and I also got a lot of flack for that. Why are you interviewing a Democrat? Why do you want to talk to a Democrat? Well, how else are we supposed to know what they think? How else are we supposed to know the enemy? We're considered enemies by Hillary Clinton and the leaders of the Democrat Party. But if you pay attention to that interview, you'll find that clip on ReaganBabe.com. They never have any answers, the Democrats. They only have talking points. And the talking points are supposed to create a distraction, so they don't answer the questions. Well, I have a Democrat activist from Las Vegas that I'm going to interview next. And her name is Crystal Glass. And she wants to talk about income inequality. I can't wait to have that conversation, because in the spirit of debate, we're going to find out how our sides oppose an ideology and how our solutions can be presented in order to fix income inequality. This is Megan Barr. Thanks for hanging in there. ReaganBabe.com. Right after this break, we'll be back with Crystal Glass.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric was able to cut costs in the recent quarter, but its profit declined nearly 60% from a year ago. GE is predicting business will be on the weak side of forecasts for the year. Analysts are skeptical that GE can deliver on its strong prediction for 2018, and GE shares are down nearly 4%. eBay shares are declining, even though its earnings and sales met forecasts. Microsoft shares are slightly lower despite an upbeat quarter. Microsoft was helped by selling web-based services and cloud computing to companies. LinkedIn, purchased by Microsoft last year, also made money for the company. Pet medication and healthy treat company PetIQ went public on the NASDAQ today. It is trading around $20 a share. It sells veterinarian-recommended, over-the-counter pet medications and treats. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president's legal team could be going on the offensive against special counsel Robert Mueller's team as it looks into allegations of Russian meddling in our election.
The president's team and the president himself building a case of a lot of conflict of interest, beginning with Rod Rosenstein, who is the deputy attorney general. The president saying in an interview with the New York Times that Rosenstein has a conflict of interest because he recommended that James Comey, the former director of the FBI, be replaced and then turned around and appointed a special counsel to look into the firing of Comey.
Fox's John Roberts. The body of one of the most famous artists in the world has been exhumed.
In an episode as surreal as his paintings, the remains of Salvador Dali exhumed in Spain. This to allow samples to be taken after a tarot card reader claimed the artist is her father.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and I love to open with Kid Rock because that drives the left nuts. Yes, so this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You want to reach me, you can call in, but don't call in now because we've got a special guest on hold. But you can tweet me at ReaganBabe. You can find me on Facebook at ReaganBabe and on my website at ReaganBabe.com. Now, I got some flack for having the vice chair of the DNC on with me a couple days ago when we wanted to talk about election integrity. And then I kind of changed the conversation a little bit, but it exposed a lot, you know? And this is why I believe instead of shutting down your opponent or shouting down your opponent with accusations of racism and xenophobia and homophobia and all those phobias that the right is supposedly supposed to have. I like to engage in debate because that exposes who we are as political animals, right? Now, I'm a Republican activist. I've been a Republican activist, well, probably since about 2007, 2008. Really got involved in 2009 because I wanted to stop the takeover of 1/6 of our economy. And so I'm inviting a Democrat activist who was recommended to me by Erin Bilbray. Her name is Crystal Glass, and I'd like to welcome her to the show. She lives in Las Vegas, I believe, but we'll find out more about Crystal. Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Okay, so welcome to the show. We are live and local. We have a reach all throughout Nevada and in Southern California. And I understand, do you live in Las Vegas?
I do.
Okay. I was trying to get some background on you by Googling and stuff like that, and I couldn't find much. So why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
I have lived in Las Vegas for over 13 years. During that time, I've been a mortgage loan officer for private mortgage banks. And brokers. And I grew up in Montana on the Flathead Reservation up there. I'm Native American. I mean, that's just my general background.
And are you ran for, is it the chair of the Democrat Party here in the state or locally?
I did locally. I ran for Clark County Democratic Party chair.
Okay. But you aren't the chair now, correct?
No, I did not win. I lost by 41 votes.
Ah, like many of our Republican candidates across the state. Small margins make big differences, don't they?
Definitely.
Yeah. So I got an email from Andrew Paul, who's the producer of the show. Great guy. Many thanks to him. And you suggested some topics about income inequality, housing crisis, and fighting for the 99%. And that trifecta seems to be kind of the three legs of the stool that kind of holds your party up, or at least part of your platform. Tell me now what you believe. The Democrat Party has kind of gone through a metamorphosis, just as the Republican Party has. And I've asked this question of Erin Bilbray, and she couldn't give me an answer. And Hillary Clinton was asked this question by Chris Matthews, and she didn't have an answer. And the former leader of the DNC was asked this question, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and she couldn't answer. So perhaps you could, because you're an activist. What is the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
It depends on who you ask, and so maybe that's why you're not getting the answer to the question that you're expecting, I guess.
In your opinion, why, if you're a Democrat activist, mm-hmm. you had Bernie Sanders. Were you a Bernie Sanders supporter or were you a Hillary supporter?
I was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Okay, there you go. As was Erin Bilbray. So he categorized himself as a Democrat socialist, and I don't really know what the difference between that and just a, you know, run-of-the-mill Maduro socialist is, but I was hoping that someone within your party, especially those that would support Bernie Sanders, and I feel sorry for you guys, I have to say, as Bernie Sanders supporters, because Nevada was rigged for Hillary, California was rigged for Hillary. And this isn't my opinion. This is actually the opinion of a former Democratic congressional candidate that says Hillary stole Nevada for, to keep Bernie out of the run. But I still would like an answer. Do you see any difference, really, in a socialist platform and the current or under review platform of the Democrats?
I do, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why it's a little different for me is my husband is actually from the country of Serbia, so the former country of Yugoslavia.
And until Bill Clinton bombed the hell out of it.
Yes, they did, mm-hmm. And that's it's an interesting conversation for the two of us.
Yep.
But and to see those buildings destroyed there whenever I'm back in Belgrade it's shameful.
Not a lot of Clinton supporters that come from that block.
No, and I don't know any that supported Hillary
there
either.
You go.
So, socialism, definitely. I will tell you that my husband did not believe that socialism worked in Serbia. There is a difference in that there wasn't enough capitalism to help balance it, and that's And if there's not some capitalism, then you are totally working off of the government supplying the people. And I mean, in his opinion, to make it more of a quick answer, is that you know, you're not veering as far from a communism, you know, which when he was a child, it was a communist country.
Right.
So socialism and democratic socialism, to me, there's a difference. There's a huge difference. And that's what I purport to be, as a democratic socialist, not a socialist where I think that the government should be supplying everybody all the time and with everything. Now, we know that socialism exists in this country because that's how we fund our fire departments and police.
Yeah, I hear that argument quite a bit. But actually, mm-hmm. socialism exists more in this country now under the guise of Obamacare. And when a government overtakes 1/6 of the economy, you had talked about perhaps maybe a hybrid. Right. If I'm hearing you correctly, you're talking about a hybrid. Like, well, in a democratic socialist society, there is a need for a small, I guess, segment of capitalists in order to supply the taxes that would keep the socialist government running by supplying all of the goodies.
Yes.
So there will be a small amount of capitalists that mm-hmm. that are going to be forced to fund everyone else's care from cradle to grave, in essence.
No, I don't look at it that way at all. There's absolutely no reason to look at it like that, because everyone can be there's absolutely no reason why it has to be looked at in that regard.
Well, how should it be looked at?
That anyone should be able to make money and to do well. Part of the problem, though, is that right now you cannot deny that the rich are extremely, they have extremely more money. Mm-hmm. And this trickle down just doesn't work. It's proven it doesn't work.
No, well, I'll dispute the whole proof that it hasn't worked. But I won't dispute the proof that socialism hasn't worked, no matter where we look. So the Democrats passed Obamacare, which took over 1/6 of the economy. And we now have the disaster known as Obamacare. And you talk about, you know, fighting for the 99%. But what about fighting for the 90% of Americans who lost their health care and lost their doctor and lost their insurance plan, and the 10% of Americans that were stuck in Obamacare that now only have one provider to choose from in many states and many counties, as well as the income disparity by which many people were thrown onto Medicaid? And so when you look at Obamacare and the government takeover of 1/6 of the economy, that would be a socialist move. And so I wonder how you view Obamacare.
First off, Obamacare needs to be fixed, but I completely disagree. There's in that 90% of the people, if you don't look at the fact that we still have big pharma that is controlling the cost of our medication, the cost of medical care. My husband needed an MRI. He is on socialist medicine in Serbia. He needed an MRI, and he didn't want to wait. You know, it was about a month wait to get the MRI done for free. So he said to me, well, babe, I'm just going to pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, how much is it? It was $100 to get an MRI. You know, you can't get that done for less than $800 in this country if you paid cash. Maybe less, but I mean, it's
you could actually in certain segments of the country, if you looked at, for example, models that are being privatized, models that are in the Midwest, I believe in Kansas, also direct primary care, where you pay $50 a month and can see a primary care physician at any time you want. And that's not a government service. And so when you talk about income inequality, and I'd like to get on that, income inequality, how do you propose we solve that?
Definitely with charging more taxes to those who make the most.
Is that working in California?
It certainly works in France. It works in California.
Well, okay,
people are leaving California. The
right.
People that are leaving California, I know some of those people. I do loans for some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them come here and they're still Democrats. So tell me, you know,
right? Because
they're
fleeing the high taxes that you guys passed
mm-hmm.
in order to solve income inequality. They can't find an affordable
state.
It's not working.
How's it
in that
not working
state.
There?
How is it not working there? Have you looked at the California budget? Do you believe that the recent gas tax, where $1.40 now in every gallon of gas is taxed, do you think that that helps the poor and impoverished get to and from work, or the working class get to and from work? Don't you think that those types of taxes, user taxes, gas taxes specifically, that never go to the roads, they only go to the bloated pensions? And look at the budget. It's real easy to watch the money, follow the money. That's one of my core beliefs. You always follow the money. Mm-hmm. So do you think that now $1.40 in every gallon of gas that either Bob or Jose or whomever has to pay for the workers that get to and from work, do you think that that's really putting more food on their table? Do you think that's solving income inequality?
I'll tell you something. If you don't, you got to go back to other core issues. You're talking about this country has depended upon the petrodollar for so many years, and we've got that issue in that we need to be looking at green energy and electric energy, and we're not doing that. And
well,
so
California actually has a cap and trade system, and this is where part of that gas tax come from. And electricity mm-hmm. rates have also skyrocketed because they've adopted cap and trade. Do you think skyrocketing electricity rates are helping the working men and women of California?
I think there's definitely some things that need to be fixed, and there's a lot of people that are doing better in California than they are here. That's for damn sure.
The rich is doing really well in California. They can afford $1 million two-bedroom bungalow in Santa Ana.
Absolutely, and that's part
progressive
of the challenge too.
And that's a progressive state. That's a progressive state. And so when we talk about income inequality, I try to point at examples where progressives run the state. And we have Illinois, and we have California, and we have New York, and those progressive states have the biggest divide of income inequality. And we're talking progressive states that have been run for decades. They haven't solved income inequality through green energy. They haven't solved income inequality by taxing the rich. They haven't solved income inequality by putting a variety of taxes on the working class. And it seems to me like the progressive motto and the platform is raise taxes, throw money at it, and everything will be better. And yet we look at the results and they're not better.
Jerry Brown, though, is more of a fiscal moderate, not a progressive.
Have you looked at the budget? I'm sorry, Crystal. Have you looked at their budget?
Yes.
You call that fiscally conservative?
They do have a deficit.
You call that fiscally conservative?
No, moderate. Fiscally moderate. He's fiscally moderate.
And what is moderate? When you're moderate, you're in the middle of the road and you get hit.
Well, they could be solving the problem with their health care issue themselves because of their economy, and they're not because of the issues that he believes would be a problem there. But even the people didn't even pass. How much was spent on the issue to not allow medication to be pharmacy to be limited to the same cost that the VA pays in the state? They spent millions, tens of millions of dollars to defeat that. Why would you spend that much money to defeat an issue if it wasn't because they were making 10 times more money? So Big Pharma is killing them in that state in that regard. That's one thing. I mean,
talk for 3 hours, I'm sure. However, we don't have that much time, unfortunately.
Right.
But what I will say is we can look at the cost that California pays on the incarceration of illegal immigrants. It is the second largest budget cost in that state. Second largest.
I'm not familiar with that. I will say that.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that.
And this is why I like to have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that at the end of the day, we both want to solve the problems related to poverty. We both want to solve the problems related to skyrocketing healthcare costs. Mm-hmm. But I do not, and I will not ever, be a proponent for socialism, because there is a slippery scale. The power that you give government, we are powerless. Businesses are powerless. And so to say, oh, it's democratic socialism, well, really, it's a slippery slope to full-blown socialism. We have Maxine Waters, who may throw her hat into the ring, and she talked about Now, the Democrats have nationalized the healthcare system. That's one-sixth the economy. They're talking about nationalizing the banks. They're talking about nationalizing the oil companies. They're talking about nationalizing nearly every industry. And that is straight up socialism. When government has that much power to control, it has that much power to take away. A government that big that can give you everything has as much power to take everything away.
And that I don't agree with. I don't agree with at all. There's absolutely no problem with capitalism. It exists. It has to exist. We cannot, obviously, like the, you know, Latin American style communism, I guess, would be because of Venezuela, because of
that's
the
socialism,
problems they're having
right?
There.
I mean, it's dictatorial.
Exactly.
Right.
That does not work. It did not work in the country of Serbia.
Well,
it did not work.
The hybrid
there.
Of socialism, I don't believe will work either. I mean, I appreciate you kind of giving it a chance, right? And you're fighting for something, but I honestly don't know what the Democrats are fighting for. And I really don't know. And
I don't know either.
Yeah. No one can tell me. And no one can tell me the difference between a socialist and a Democrat. But, Crystal, we don't have enough time. I would have you on the show again when I have this mic again, because I would like to have some solutions that you're proposing. I appreciate the dialogue. I'm glad that we didn't get personal. And it shows that we can actually have a discussion.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time, too. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that was Crystal Glass. She's a Democrat activist. She believes in a hybrid form of socialism. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it looks like. But you know what? At the end of the day, you got to follow the money. You got to follow the money. And so I'm not looking necessarily to change her mind. I'm really talking to her to expose what the left is about. And they might be about great ideas and, oh, doesn't it sound nice? And, oh, it's democratic socialism. It's so much different than Maduro socialism or Serbian socialism or Cuban socialism. But they really can't tell me how. How is a capitalist supposed to survive in a socialist-controlled country? There is still no answer to that. We know the answer. We know the answer is capitalism. And that's what we need to hear more from the GOP on the Hill. And you're going to hear more from me next, right after this next break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere.
On the Fox News Channel's The Specialist, Eric Bolling brings straight talk and common sense to cable news.
Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because there are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally.
On Saturday, July 29th, Eric brings that straight talk and common sense to Las Vegas Country Club. Join us for an exclusive evening with Eric Bolling, co-sponsored by the Real Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. Your VIP ticket includes dinner, an exclusive cocktail meet and greet with Eric Bolling, and your very own autographed copy of Eric's new best-selling book, The Swamp. Tickets are going fast, so order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. The first 8 tickets sold will join me at my table. Saturday, July 29th at Las Vegas Country Club, an exclusive evening with Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com.
You've seen those magic words, as seen on TV? They all started with an idea from someone like you, and it turned into a million-dollar product. Attention, inventors! Are you the one with the next million-dollar idea? Would you like to patent it and be paid royalties before someone else does? Then call Inventor Process at 702-912-2600 for free inventor's information. Call 702-912-2600 right now for free inventor's information. That's 702-912-2600 and online at InventorProcess.com. They can help you patent and succeed.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Irma Aguirre, the owner of El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas.
There was a couple that was driving down Main Street listening to your show, and the lady looked over to the left, and it just so happened that they were passing by the El Sombrero, and she said, oh my God, this is the restaurant that they're talking about. They pulled in and had a great lunch. If there are any businesses that are like-minded, please come on the show and advertise here, because this audience is just absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Irma. Our marketing consultants are standing standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that'll put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty Health Share is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that. A true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom, join Liberty HealthShare, and take back control of your health care while helping those around you. Call 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Southern California. You're getting Live and Local with Megan Barth. Kevin Wall is on vacation all this week, so I've had the pleasure of speaking to all you behind this mic. Don't forget, you might hear yourselves on CNN, the fake news network, tonight at 4 o'clock. Set your DVRs. Tune in. You'll see Wayne, myself, and perhaps you'll hear yourself live on CNN. I'm going to take a call, and then I won't be able to take any calls till about another half an hour. But we're going to take a call from Mia, who is calling from Southern Highlands, Nevada, and she wants to talk about communism and inequality. So let's take Mia on line two. Hi, Mia. We don't have a lot of time, just a minute, so keep it brief, and here you go.
Hey, Megan, your closet communist is off the line, but I want to tell her that I came from a communist country. I was going to ask you what the definition between communist and Democrat, not even socialist. So people in this country are lazy, entitlement, that's why they say inequality. English is my four languages, and I grabbed the American dreams just like all the immigrants that come to this country for American dreams. And people born and raised in this country forgot what American dreams are about. And their definition of American dream is like sit back on your butt and get free everything. That's not American dream. American dream is just an opportunity to work, opportunity to go to school. It's just an opportunity. In my country, in many third world countries, they're very poor. We want to work hard, but we have no opportunity. And that's what the Democrats, the lazy people, the 99% that she said, the inequality. This country, I speak no English when I came. And it's inequality never in my definition of American dream.
Mia, thank you so much. God bless America and God bless you, Mia. We'll be right back after this break with Chadwick Moore. Who's Chadwick Moore? A reformed, gay, now conservative. Be right back.
I used to hate going to the dentist. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I once went 5 years without seeing a dentist. So when I moved to Vegas, I checked around. One name kept popping up, Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams, and heck, I can even sleep through the most complicated surgery with oral sedation. Make sure you ask about their free implant consultations and specials that can cut the cost of implants in half. You can save thousands of dollars and come away with a bright new smile. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. I'm proud to say that Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Call 434-4800. Call and schedule in the next 30 minutes, and they'll give you half off on a set of bleach trays. All major insurance is accepted. Call 434-4800.